BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, this is Scott, and this is my daily podcast. On this one, Innuendo Bingo with Vanessa Felt. It's really good. Also, a problem we have with Facebook, and Real or No Real with Greg James. Enjoy it. God, I'm in a good mood today.
There's just good vibes about.
I'm getting just general good vibes.
Do you know what? When I left the house today, I put shorts on, kind of going, because I thought the bad weather was going to start, you know? And I was like, right, I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm going to wear shorts every day. I'm just going to keep this going.
You won't get the weather dampen your spirits.
No, but it's actually, I believe, all right weather all over the UK. It's boiling hot here.
It's really hot here. Also, maybe like look at a weather app before you leave the house. That's what I do every day.
A good idea as well.
Because like there's people that tell you what the weather's going to be.
I like to feel I'm my own weatherman. Like I look out, I open the curtains, look out, and just make a decision there and then.
You won't be told by these other people.
No.
By Schaffernacker and
sort. I don't trust them.
No. Anyway, today is a good day because we have someone who's been on our list for ages that we've wanted playing Innuendo Bingo. Getting soaked to the bone at 1:45, Vanessa Feltz.
Yes!
Oh, wow! You can watch it on the Radio 1 website. If you head to bbc.co.uk/radio1 at 1:45, you'll be able to see Vanessa Feltz getting it in the fairs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I just want to apologise to everyone in Scotland. We said that it was good weather everywhere. It's really not. You're missing out today, but you'll get it another day. Pouring down in Glasgow. It ain't nice in Aberdeen. Oh. Rubbish on the Isle of Arran. Trampoline. If you'd looked at your weather app, you'd have seen that. There's a big black cloud all over the Scottish area.
As I said, look, I just look out the window and right. I don't trust the weather people, so I just do it myself.
Well, thanks for that. Just annoyed everyone in Scotland. Sorry, Scotland.
Sorry.
I like how we just have to apologise to the whole of Scotland.
Sorry, Scotland.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Sean.
Sean, how can I help?
I've just sent a group email sort of around all my work, but it sort of includes everybody in the civil service, and, like, telling them to listen to Radio 1 to bring the end of bingo.
Good idea.
What, the whole civil service in the entire UK?
No, just in York.
Oh, that's good, though. This is a brilliant idea. People should send around group emails going, attention, listen, watch, Innuendo Bingo, 1:45, Vanessa Feltz. So everyone in your office knows that now?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, everyone else do this as well. If you're at work at the moment, this is one not to be missed. So listen and tell people to watch. Did you tell them to watch it as well on the Radio 1 website?
Yeah, I told them to watch it as well. We can't go to work, so I just told everyone to get their phones out and everyone watch it.
You can easily watch it on your phone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's really good publicity for us, and we didn't do anything.
So this is a great idea. All staff emails to wherever you're working.
Subject, Innuendo Bingo.
Amazing.
Listen and watch 1:45. Everyone do it now. Thanks, Sean.
All right, thanks very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
In a few moments here on Radio 1, I'm very pleased to announce that Vanessa Feltz is going to be playing Innuendo Bingo. Hi, love.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, I've just been propositioned by Trevor Nelson, which is always good.
I saw that. He said, I want you, or something.
And I said, I know you do, because he does.
Yeah. He just popped in. Anyway, I'm glad that you're playing bingo today. Sorry that you didn't know what it was before you came in and agreed to it.
I had a vague idea. I didn't realise that I might get spat upon.
Well, it's more of a spray, really.
Did you think that you could only spit on me?
I felt that I could spit on some underling and they would probably enjoy it. Or you could always get Trevor Nelson in. He'd probably love me to spit on him.
What's an underling?
Underling, just a minion. A serf, a vassal, something of that kind.
A what? A minion.
A minion. Yes. A lowly creature.
This is going to be good today. You were on our wish list of people that we would want to play with. So.
I'm thrilled to hear that.
Now, there's a thing we do called Real or No Real, and you've been the topic of it a couple of times. So can you just confirm, are these two things real or no real about you? Just want to clear this up.
Vanessa shared her first childhood kiss at the age of 10 on a holiday with Radio 1's Pete Tong, who was 12 at the time.
That's absolutely true. It was at Calador in Mallorca. The hotel was called the Toucan, and Pete Tong's mum has pictures.
That's incredible. So, like, Pete Tong.
That line itself is amazing, isn't it? Pete Tong's mum has pictures.
Yes.
I won't tell you about Pete Tong's tongue, although I could.
Please tell us about Pete Tong's tongue.
No, I won't.
I don't want to know.
I'm a lady. I'm not talking about that.
Pete Tong's tongue.
That's brilliant. Have you seen Pete since?
Yes. And spoken to him about it. There's no denying it. It just is true.
Is it awkward?
It's one of the best facts that I know.
Why would it be awkward? It was fabulous for him and marvellous for me.
And next.
In 1995, Vanessa had her own book of sex tips for women published under the title, What Are These Strawberries Doing on My Nipples? I Need Them for the Fruit Salad.
True.
Absolutely true. The only book I've ever written, and probably the only book I ever will write, but every word a gem.
Yes, I mean, I need to get this book. Like, the title draws you in.
Yes, it was a guide to sub-duvet life as we know it.
So good.
I know.
You've lived a varied life, Vanessa. Now, are you ready for Inhuin a Bingo?
I don't know if I'll ever be ready, but I'm going to try my very best.
Now, let's face it, we've both done worse. Hole in the wall.
Let's not talk about hole in the wall.
I know.
What about that bit where if you didn't work out the thingy, it hit you really, really hard on the shoulder?
It hurt.
Thus, in my case, virtually dislocating my shoulders. I could never brush my hair or do my own bra up for about 2 years afterwards, which actually led to quite a lot of fun in itself.
Yes, but it's a harsh show. And every time I mention hole in the wall, he makes me look at the YouTube video of when I was on it. The evidence is there forever.
I know, it's a terrible shame.
I love it because Scott got stuck in the wall. I don't know if you remember his episode. The video is very available if you type it into
stop
YouTube.
Stop mentioning
Scott,
it.
I would so like to watch it and I hope to watch it.
And
yes.
I think I was the only person to ever get stuck in the wall.
A DJ Spoonie straddled a bit of wall and could be seen just gently kind of descending beneath the waters very, very, very slowly. That was a very good look for him.
Yeah, I think
very
so.
Very good indeed.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, let's turn on the cameras.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this one today because we've been waiting for it for a long time and it's happening. Here is Vanessa Feltz on Innuendo Bingo. So excited.
This is amazing.
I know. So we were just saying off air, we had Lorraine Kelly on not so long ago and she loved it. Now, is there anything you're concerned about at this stage, Vanessa?
Well, it's just a question of the spitting, the angle, the force, the velocity, I suppose the moisture, really, and this very charming, innocent young fellow. I don't want to corrupt him utterly. I don't want to destroy his innocence.
Corrupt me.
He's not... He isn't innocent. He's been corrupted, Vanessa, it's fine.
I bet Lorraine Kelly handled him carefully. Yeah.
She did. She called him, what was it?
Unspoiled.
Unspoiled. So, the idea of the game is this. There's a no-hands rule, so you can't bring your hands up to your face to stop the flow of water. Fill your mouth as much as you can with the water is my tip, because Chris does this twice a week, and he definitely will. I don't want you to be, you know, the wettest. And just have a great time. You'll hear various clips of TV and radio, and if you find the clip funny, obviously the water will spill out of your mouth. Eye contact is also good between the two of you. There is a bin there, but I would suggest you don't use it. And those are the rules. Okay, are
you
ready?
You'd prefer face or...
I was thinking go for the cleavage.
Right.
And remember, you can watch this happening on the Radio 1 website right now, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. So not the hair, Chris, okay?
No,
if
chest.
If possible, just chest. Okay, so it's Vanessa Feltz, Innuendo Bingo. Take the water in your mouth, please, as much as you can.
Fill your cheeks.
Fill your cheeks. First over to BBC Radio 2. And it's the Vanessa Feltz Show. And Vanessa's had a very frank text from a listener. Here we go.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit. And I cannot wait to take it up the back garden. Ow!
Yeah. First one's always the worst, Vanessa.
Oh, it's cold.
Freezing cold. Yeah.
You need some more water in your mouth, is my tip.
Okay.
So we're off. And over to Channel 4's First Dates. That's a great show. And it's amazing, like, the turns a conversation can take just over dinner.
I worked behind a bar, like, once, and as soon as anyone asked me for the pint, I was just panicked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't give you any head.
Everyone's fine. Mm-hmm. Mm. Everyone's absolutely fine.
I can't give you any head.
Thank you, Matthew, for that one. Okay, more water, please. Lots of it. Over to last week's coverage of the Women's Euros now. And one of the commentators seems to know one of the players quite well.
You cannot give her time and space because that's what she wants. She wants the balls in behind.
Oh, my groin there.
She wants the balls in behind.
Now, Vanessa, next one, just absolutely fill your mouth with water.
I thought you were going to say, Vanessa, do you want the balls in behind?
No, no, no.
Some personal reaction.
No, that's okay, another, well, that's another,
another show. Sorry.
So, in your mouth and just spray them. Over to the Big Brother house now. I don't know what it was like when you were in that house, Vanessa. Well, I do. But I had no idea this kind of thing.
Don't blame me for Big Brother.
You know what it was like when I was in the house. Give me a blackboard and I'll write on it.
All right. Oh, we were actually going to do that.
I got wet for that.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, Big Brother.
Are you spitting sort of bits of breakfast and lunch on me as well?
Oh, there has.
What is that?
Me and Scott.
There are solids in the water.
Me and Scott did share a couple of sausages earlier.
Yeah. I'm getting sprayed on bits of sausage from his cavities.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, that wasn't in the contract.
No. All right, Big Brother.
All right.
I had no idea that this kind of thing went on in there.
No, you know how, and you said, yeah, she was. But can you understand from my point of view, someone kept shoving a cucumber in my mouth and eventually I bit.
Ow!
You don't have to lean in to spit, Vanessa. Just let it all flood out.
I felt I needed to get purchase on it there.
Leans in it.
And properly... properly soaked. What happens? What's the nipple situation? Seriously.
You'll be all right.
You've got them, haven't you?
I've got them, but I don't want you to see them.
We won't see them.
You will,
we
because
might.
They're getting cold and wet. I was in the wet t-shirt contest.
It's not, though.
It is, though. Look.
If it gets extreme, we can just pixelate.
Can you?
Don't worry about it. From Alan in Wales, that Big Brother one.
Thank you.
Over to the 4 o'clock show now on BBC Radio 4 Extra. And a discussion about Charles Dickens here, which is interesting. Water, please. Turned out that one panellist just couldn't keep this fact to himself any longer.
That must have been an additional kind of horror to that episode in his life.
But I think we should say that he loved Fanny.
Talking about Dickens' sister there. Whose name was Fanny.
That he loved Fanny.
I didn't think it would be this wet if I was honest, Vanessa.
God,
I honestly didn't.
This is brutal, though.
Yeah. I bought no spare pants
like
today.
It's like a flume.
It's very popular. Very popular game.
This is violent, really.
I didn't bring spare pants because I didn't think you'd do this.
Didn't expect this.
I'm surprised that you're surprised.
Mm. Okay, ready? More water, please. And we head over to the golf.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
I find it's best in the cold.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm enjoying this
more
now.
More water, please.
More water.
More water, please.
Oh, you're getting good.
Through. We're going over to BBC Local Radio now. And...
Drench.
Stephen. Stephen Swindon.
Are you literally... drenched head to toe, I mean it. Eyebrows, hair,
everything.
And toenails.
Yeah, we like to go in.
Oh. Okay.
Stephen Swindon sent this one in. Thank you, Steve. And on his local radio station, good news from the weather forecast.
There is, I'm thinking, light at the end of this rather warm and moist tunnel.
Is the word moist?
It's moist.
Yeah.
Horrible.
The word moist.
Horrible.
Oh, yuck.
Okay. More water, please.
How many more of these are there?
Oh, just a few. Oh. Over to the sofa of this morning now, where Anne Widdecombe is really opening up... Anne Widdecombe is really opening up about her private...
That's Anne Widdecombe opening up. Let's start again. Hang on.
Okay. Start again. Anne Widdecombe here on the sofa opening up about her private life.
I think perhaps I'm selfish. Perhaps I just like pleasing myself.
Straight in the face. Sorry, Vanessa.
That was
next level. That was a game changer. Wow.
Gosh, right. Okay, now I know what I'm up against.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Just soak him.
I worry we might have a situation.
Mascara's running now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Over to ITV now. And they will actually argue about anything. Ah, yes, Vanessa! Get him. They will argue about anything. think about what's happening.
What happened then?
I'm sorry. I just realised how ridiculous my life is. Honestly, it's like an epiphany.
You just sometimes you realise what you're doing, don't you? It's like,
what
is
going on?
Okay. Over to Coronation
Seriously?
Street. I know. Come on. They'll argue about anything on Corrie.
Oh, shall I get that for you?
You will not. I've not let a man inside my purse since we went decimal. And that was 3 and 4 pence I'll never see again.
Come on, just give it to me.
No. She won't even get down to your level. Mm-mm. Look at that. What a lady. Mm. Okay, now our listener Kai in Kent, who was watching Gino and Mel do lunch. I could not believe what Gina was getting up to with the audience.
Okay.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. That's it. Mm. I'm coming on your laps.
There we go. Right in his headphones. Did you say I'm coming on your laps?
I don't know.
Coming on your laps. Michael Ball was on Radio 2 covering for Ken Bruce recently. Now, Vanessa, do you have anyone at Radio 2 checking your texts before they read before you read them out?
What's that for?
I can't talk if I've got my muscle down. What?
Does someone check your texts before you read them out on Radio 2?
Yes, I've got a producer called Phil. He's supposed to check them. Phil McGarvey is his name.
Okay. Well, I don't know whether they do so much on Michael's show. Let's have a listen. Ready? Here we go.
So many of you have got weird problems with food. Where was my favourite one? My girlfriend loves sausage and Yorkshire pudding, but she hates Toad in the Hole.
I want to check those texts again, Michael.
My girlfriend loves sausage and Yorkshire pudding, but she hates Toad in the Hole.
Thank you, Lydia, for that one. Here's Michael Ball, everyone. Okay. Still at Radio 2 now. More water, please. Not long to go now, Vanessa.
The problem is he's a better spitter than I, because he spits in sort of three-pronged spittle attacks. You've been practising that over years.
Twice a week.
I mean, it's really, really effective. Yeah. I mean, I'm a really amateur spit, I'm sorry.
My girlfriend loves sausage. Pudding. But she hates Toad in the Hole.
Chris, you've made a mess of yourself now.
It's how matter of fact he says it.
Okay, water. Mm. Vanessa, I've got no idea what's happening here on your show.
It's 5:53 and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of all front gardens. Make your entrance as welcoming as possible. It should whisper seductive come-hithers to visitors.
That happened.
Do you remember that?
5 in the morning. Oh, wow.
God.
Okay. I know.
Oh, it's good advice, though. It's not bad advice.
It certainly is.
Take care of your front garden and whisper seductive come-hithers. It's not bad.
Okay.
I don't regret it. Let's put it that way.
And why would you?
I stand by that. And I think you should always, and one always does, I always keep my front garden in tip-top.
Good.
And I just said that before you took a gulp of water.
And finally, to the Crime Watch Roadshow. Mm. Now, Vanessa, I have to warn you, this one is about a police horse. Do you know the police horse I'm talking about, Chris?
Yeah.
It's a police horse which has been very busy.
Yeah.
Working at pop concerts.
Yeah.
Water?
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do?
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
And that, everybody, was Innuendo Bingo with the legendary Vanessa Phelps. That was so well played. Where are you off to now, Vanessa?
Oh, God, I'm going to buy my producer a birthday present.
Like that?
Like this.
Okay. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I think you'll agree, she didn't disappoint. That was incredible. Thank you, Vanessa Phelps. Thank you.
Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You're weird sometimes.
Why
Chris.
Am I weird?
You're just weird. Like, okay, there's a thing that I've noticed about you over the last couple of days where we've been sharing a meal together, and that is that you always, whatever the meal is, have to order a side. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, but I don't see what's unreasonable with that.
Bit odd. So when we were doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show the other day, you had poached eggs on toast, but then I'll get an extra sausage, please, and a side of hash browns.
No, 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 no. What I got, I remember this now. I can't believe you remember these.
There's always a side have to get.
You had your breakfast, which was poached eggs or something. I got pancakes. And then I also asked the person, can I have a side sausage as well that we will share?
Yeah.
And so we did. We shared a sausage.
But you also, in that same morning, you also had another side with your breakfast.
Yeah, I know. I'll often, whatever the breakfast is. So, yeah.
It's like you have to order it.
That was it, because we had two breakfasts that day, didn't we? Because it was an early start.
Yeah, always two.
Poached eggs on toast, and then I had a side of hash browns with that as well. I don't see what
the issue
is with that.
I just don't think that's normal. Is that normal?
Do you know what it allows for?
Anyone else in here do that?
Well, no, I do, because it's like fusion, isn't it? Because
it's not what? Having a poached egg and a hash brown is not fusion. That's not what I'm led to believe.
You can go somewhere, you can order some food, but then you can also have a side of something else. Like, the other day, I had a pizza, but I also had a side lasagna.
That's exactly what you do. That's carbicide.
That's fusion.
It's not fusion. It's a heart attack.
Someone taught me this concept of fusion, and it has changed the way I eat, because it allows you to fulfill your senses.
Fusion is like food from different cultures all put together. Not a pizza and a lasagna. Oh, I'm really getting the flavour of Italy now.
And it's like when I went and got that burrito for lunch, I think it was last week, and I had a side soup because I wanted...
It's just weird.
It's not weird at all, that, Scott. It's fusion. It's and a also, culinary thing.
Since when was lasagna a side? Jeez, man.
But you know when you're in the mood for pizza, but you're also... It's like... Because I'm a great believer in... And I know some people aren't like this, where you... I believe in sharing foods. I believe if you get a Chinese takeaway, you put everything in the middle and you share it.
I hate that.
Right, but I like that idea of having a little bit of everything. And
no,
I do that. So
get off my food.
If I'm in a restaurant or something, I like the fusion element of it. It's a thing, Scott. It's a real thing, fusion.
It's not. I don't like it. Look, if I've ordered something and we're having a takeaway and you've ordered something, have your own and I'll have mine. I'm not putting it in the middle of the table and sharing it. That's the last thing I want to do.
But you looked at me like I was mad having pancakes and a side sausage. It's because I wanted a sausage.
The woman, the waitress looked at you weird. Kate in Oxford. Oh my God, I've never heard of anything like this before, apart from my boyfriend Ben. He's exactly the same. And then always struggles to finish it. It's like a compulsion. Well, if you're having a pizza and then a lasagna as a side, you're going to struggle to finish that.
And I'm not talking about that in a quantity kind of way. I just mean that I wanted the taste of, I was having pizza, I also wanted the taste of lasagna. There's nothing wrong with a side piece.
Someone says, you're such a Harrow boy.
What does that even mean?
Weirdo lol. And someone says, oh my God, I'm the side girl. And everyone says it. There's a girl that orders sides as well.
Well, fair play to you. Look,
apart from that, everyone else
thing is, you're
weird.
Making this sound weird. So no one's going to text in going, yep, I love a side with my food. You watch. People just admit it. Sides with food, there's nothing wrong with that.
How are you not the size of like... Who's someone big?
I don't know. You're someone big, Rick Waller or something like that.
How are you not the size of Rick Waller from 2001?
I don't see why it's such a weird concept that
also,
you have a side. If I am having a breakfast and I want a side, I don't know, anything.
A
menu is there so you can pick all the different bits you want.
Also, can we please get some more up-to-date fat people? Because it always goes back to Rick Waller.
Well, who is
that was
go-to?
A long time ago.
Charlie Sloth? I mean, that's my only other go-to.
Yeah, but not as fat. I mean, he's fattest, but he's not... The fattest.
It is ridiculous why everyone goes to Rick
Waller. Why is
Waller
it always
still?
Rick Waller? There have been other fat people on TV since a decade ago. It's always him. He's the go-to guy.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, Facebook. What's the problem?
It's just this one thing with Facebook, which sort of when it first happened, bugged me. But the more and more... it's something I've noticed now, and it's just bugging me more and more.
We've decided that... There needs to be a new name for when you press like. When you do a like, it shouldn't be called that. And here's why.
You see, I don't think it used to be so bad when there was a dislike option as well. But then they removed the dislike option. Now it just says like.
Yeah.
The problem, and I was saying this to one of my mates in the pub the other day, his girlfriend, for example, changed her profile picture. And now all the lads are giving this, my mate's, I shouldn't say his name, Simon, banter. Because... the amount of likes his girlfriend's profile picture change.
Okay, well, who's liking it?
So it's everyone, loads of blokes.
Mostly blokes.
Ex-boyfriends are clicking like, and it's true. There is something a bit wrong about that, that, you know, your girlfriend can change her profile picture, girlfriend or boyfriend change their profile picture, and suddenly everyone's back on, like. And it's a bit weird for him. He's saying, look, I really don't like this myself, but I can't do anything about it.
But does it really matter?
See, you say this, but I do. I sort of see his point.
I tell you what's really annoying me right now. I know someone who really fancies somebody and so constantly likes everything they do. Like, they put a picture up, like, and it's only because this person fancies the other person. So it's like, it can be something really boring. Chips for tea tonight, like.
Yeah, that's a bit sad.
Here's a picture of me. Next to my house, like.
Do you know what I think the problem is? I think the problem is the word like, because
it suggests that you like.
Yes. It's like when a picture changes, or let's say you're seeing someone and they put a picture up and then all these different people are clicking like, there is something a bit weird about that.
Yeah, it's like, get off.
If they were really there in an area, they wouldn't exactly be ringing saying, oh, just seen you change your picture. Like it. Yeah.
It's like, get off their mind.
The word needs to change. The word needs to change.
What can we change it to?
I think acknowledged.
Ed in Wales says, what do you think about appreciate? No, I still think that's
again,
too far.
Again, that's the problem.
No, I don't want you appreciating my girlfriend, thanks very much.
Get off.
I'm the only person that's going to be appreciating that, if you know what I'm saying.
And I know a lot of people are going to be saying things. It's like if you go on holiday and your missus puts up a picture and then and they're not wearing very much because they've been on the beach. Yeah. Who are all these people clicking like? I don't know them because they're on their face, you know, the other person's Facebook.
Gareth says, I hate it when guys like my girlfriend's photos. We know what it means. Exactly.
The problem
because
is
because you're a bloke.
Like.
Because you're a bloke, you know exactly what they mean when they're pressing like.
Yeah. And so it needs to change. I want Facebook not to have this option of like. I appreciate that these pictures are going to go up on your Facebook, but what it needs to be is not like. It needs to be a neutral word. It needs to be acknowledged. I've seen it. I'm not saying I like it or don't like it.
What about just seen?
Seen, yes.
Seen?
Anything
positive. But are you happy even with that?
No, because...
there's other blokes seeing it. Is that still fine?
I don't think I like the fact that they're registering the fact they've seen it. I think something acknowledged is a good one because it's almost a bit more formal, a bit more... I have seen it. I'm not going to pass any comment on it.
Noted.
Noted, yes, mate. I admit, acknowledge doesn't look the most snappy thing underneath face pictures.
It's a good one. Mike says, respectfully approve.
Yes, that's
see,
what
that's
it needs.
More like it.
That's, I much prefer that. Yes. It needs to be...
It's like, I've seen it, but I don't want it.
And I don't mean any offence to you, sir, or your relationship.
Yes, exactly. You carry on doing what you're doing. I don't want
I
any
have
part
seen
of it.
The picture, yep. But I mean no disrespect to yourself or your
quite,
relationship.
This is getting quite long now, just like for a small button.
But that needs to change.
Yeah. Maybe you could just stop being so insecure, says somebody.
Perhaps, yes.
What about nod?
No,
nod.
I respectfully nod to you, sir.
Okay. Well, I hope you're listening, Facebook.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, a picture's gone up on the Radio 1 Facebook at the moment.
Yeah.
And above it, they put, so Chris really isn't into the like function on Facebook. So please like this old photo of Scott and Chris.
Where is the picture from?
Formally acknowledge it. And it's a picture of me and you in a portaloo from Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Oh, when we went into the loo together.
It's backfired massively because of the amount of people liking it.
Stop liking it. The more we tell people to not like it, the more
I know, it's
will.
One of those things. But what we're after here is comment, you know, another way to call it, because Facebook won't go along with this sort of protest if loads of people like it.
Rick in Guernsey's been on. To replace the word like, which only causes problems, especially if you're in a relationship, what about... Yep.
What do you mean? But the way you would say that in your head, you'd be like, yes.
I'd be like, yes.
Which yeah. is as good oh, as right. like, that if not worse.
Yes. means the same thing as like, yes.
It needs to be a word which can't be put in a silly voice.
No, you just go, yep. I mean, yeah.
I don't know how you're going to write.
Seen it, yeah.
It needs to be just that, you know,
seen
notice while scrolling.
Seen the picture, yeah.
There's some great suggestions been written on the face. Again, more and more people are liking it. You're right, I shouldn't have said anything.
Right.
What was the point of that?
Absolutely pointless.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Next week, and for the next 2 weeks, we're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. So, filling in for Grimmy for a fortnight, with some incredible guests. Tara Reid off of American Pie and Sharknado is going to be on.
This is so cool.
Just a phone chat with her, but that will be enough. Actual Tara Reid off of American Pie and American Pie, The Reunion.
It's great to hear that she... There's some things I want to ask her.
I bet.
In fact, I might have an opportunity for her.
Mark Wahlberg's going to be on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chloe Moretz off Kick-Ass is going to be on. McLovin off of Superbad is going to be on.
No, that
yes!
is cool. That
playing
is...
innuendo bingo. So will RZA Kicks. They're playing bingo as well. And Ollie Locke off of Made in Chelsea. He's going to be on playing bingo. Just be a posh noise. Amanda Seyfried off of Les Mis and Mamma Mia. She's on. And the next instalment of When Chris Meets. You remember that one you did with Mila Kunis? Got a few views. Got a new one for you. And it's potentially magnificent.
You're refusing to tell me, though.
It's going to be good.
And that stresses, it does stress me out. Genuinely.
I really, really, really think it's going to be good. It's a huge start. Good. Everybody knows who this person is.
Do you mean good for you or good for me?
Everyone wins.
Really?
So those are all our guests next week. However, if you were listening yesterday, you will know that I was particularly excited about one guest and one guest in particular. And that person was Pitbull. Well, he has stopped the party.
Oh, God, what's happened to him?
He's not on.
What do you mean? Are you announcing that?
Not happened.
What's happened to Pitbull?
No, he's not dead.
Oh.
He's just not coming into the show next week.
Oh, God, I thought...
No.
Thought the worst.
No. So, Mr. 305 can't make it next week, and this is after I gave it such a build-up, and I said, didn't I? Like, don't tell me these things, because I will... get too excited about it. I'd rather not know. But they were like, oh no, it's a pencil, so you might as well know. Pitbull's coming in. And then Mr. Worldwide, we get a call today. Off. Not happening. So sorry for Pitbull fans everywhere. That's not happening next week. He says he'll reschedule when he's less busy. Doing what?
Did he personally say that?
No, it's his people.
Yeah.
Oh, I was really looking forward to seeing him in a suit and like the glasses.
Well, look, he's not going to go.
He's
not going to go anywhere, is he? I mean, he's been around a while. Do you know what I mean? We can wait another year or so.
Always wanted to meet him. I'm not waiting a year.
No.
So Pitbull off, but all those other people definitely on in the next 2 weeks on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Maybe we get Sean Paul in instead.
That could work.
Same. This is Other Side of Love by Sean Paul, and then it'll be Real or No Real.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's right, don't go looking through Sean Paul's phone. That's Other Side of Love on BBC Radio 1. What do you find in his phone?
He's fun, Sean Paul.
All of the Saturdays.
Do you reckon?
Of course, yeah, I made a song with him.
He is alongside the Saturdays.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people have all the numbers of the Saturdays.
Sean Paul definitely does.
Imagine if you're in a situation where how many are
the Hoff does
five.
The Hoff does.
But imagine if you're situated, it's a bit like old school collecting Pokemon or something like that. Like if you got four of them and you were just after Pikachu or
football stickers
or Una.
Got Una.
Need.
Oh my god, it's an Una shiny.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yes, need it.
That was Sean Paul and Other Side of Love. He'd also have Blue Cantrell's number. Let's face it, who doesn't want that?
I think that's his finest moment. That song.
It's a brilliant song. What a song.
Breathe.
Yeah. Greg James is here to play Real or No Real. Anything happening in your show today, my darling?
Loads. Loads, sister. We've got Union J on after 5 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Films with Rihanna after 4:30. Loads of other stuff.
It's all happening, sugar, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's time for Real or No Real.
Are you okay?
Coffee?
You're buzzing today.
What's wrong with you?
Do you want to take me away from the coffee?
Yeah.
It's like you're going really weird.
Iced coffee.
Ah. I think I've had too much. Okay, crack on with the game, everybody.
In August last year, Davina McCall mistakenly arrived at the set of Channel 5's Big Brother, having slipped into an old habit and given her taxi driver the wrong address.
She did it for so many years.
Muscle memory, isn't it?
Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly. So Davina just turns up and is like, oh yeah. Arrives at the set of Big Brother and then realises that she's been... replaced by Brian Dowling.
Do you feel...
Well, who's since been replaced by the excellent Willis.
Yes.
God, bad times.
Did that happen, though?
Would have been awkward for Dowling and Davina, wouldn't it?
Mm.
How are you with Davina now? Because it must feel weird whenever...
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. She was actually the one calming influence on that £1 million drop fiasco.
She's
yeah.
really good at that.
Yeah,
isn't she?
She was great.
Yeah.
She's like, just during the advert, she was going, just breathe. Come on, it's not as bad as you think. I mean, it is as bad. It's worse than it is. No, come on. Breathe. Yeah. She's very good.
Very good. But did she actually just turn up at the set of Big Brother because she forgot where she was going? Had she done it for so long before?
I'm going to say that's real.
No, 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 no. I'm going to say no real for that one.
That one is no real.
Oh, I'd like it.
What about this fact?
There is a type of jellyfish that is immortal. They can be killed by other animals, but will never die of old age.
No way.
A bit like Bruce Forsyth.
That's the future, then. That's the future right there, isn't
He's
it?
He's immortal.
He is.
Yeah, he
is. Actually is.
He will outlive all of us.
Yes.
Do you reckon?
Like a cockroach.
He will.
I just think that's... Oh, my word.
Bruce Forsyth is not a cockroach.
I said like a cockroach.
He's yeah. not like a cockroach. He's like a wonderful old tortoise.
At some point, someone will be immortal, won't they? Because it will get to that stage.
Well, why will it? And maybe well, we elaborate on this. Why?
Well,
do
you don't know that there isn't someone living right now who will just go on forever. I don't know, modern science and stuff like that. Maybe Brucey is it.
You just, is this based on guesswork?
Yeah, or purely just that at some point it will happen. Well, no, it will. I mean, if there's a jellyfish that can do it, in however much time, evolution, that will mean that humans will do the same.
Sure.
If this you're getting quite deep, aren't we?
Well, are you saying, listen, I'm...
Are you on the iced coffee as well?
I am, actually, but I do want to say I'm new to that. Frap, 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 frap. I do... if this is real, this is incredible for me because I'm well into this kind of stuff. And if this is real, this is the future.
And I want to be that person.
If you could take That's a bit of DNA next. From that thing, that jellyfish, and put it in you, then you could maybe live forever, Chris.
Imagine that.
But is this jellyfish immortal, real or no real?
Oh, I don't want you to think, is it? I'm worried we're going to sound stupid.
I'm going to say no real.
I wouldn't
worry
about too much about that.
I'm going to say, what have you said? No
real. No real.
Oh, do you know what? Please be real. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Oh, it's the future.
You get so excited about things like this.
That's what my nan said about Video Plus.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow.
What, that barcode you
had? The barcode in the Radio Times.
Yeah, on the mirror.
To record Ground Force, it was like a 20-digit number.
Yeah, long. Next.
Hollywood action hero Nicolas Cage once owned a pet octopus. He claimed studying its movements helped him with his acting skills.
Wow. Can I just chip in here and say, I wouldn't put this past him because he is bonkers.
Seconded.
I've never met him. Have you interviewed him before?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Weird.
So weird.
Why weird? What way?
We couldn't put it out.
But a legend.
We couldn't put it on the radio?
No.
Or it's too weird?
No, I don't think we even played it.
The whole thing was just bizarre.
Didn't make any sense. He wouldn't look at me through the whole thing. He was staring at the wall like that. And then Nicolas Cage, thanks for the interview. And he went, okay.
Just suddenly decided. Is he more or less awkward than Bruce Willis in that interview with that poor guy?
But you know what? Bruce Willis now is just being mean. Nicolas Cage, it was just...
He's just bonkers.
Weird.
Mm. Well, based on that, he's definitely got an octopus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's got more. He's got like five.
He had a can of energy drink in front of him, which he bizarrely started going. It was like he said that's all he drinks or something. And then
I remember the question.
He said he lived in the Bermuda Triangle.
That's right. I said because I'd seen it online. I was like, "So you've just moved in next to Jennifer Aniston?" And he went, "No, that's not true." I was like, well, "Where do you live?" The Bermuda Triangle.
And you don't know what? Whether to
what
take
do you
have?
What do you say to that?
Why didn't you put that interview out? It sounds incredible.
Anyway, has he got a pet octopus, real or no real?
Oh, he must do. He probably lives under the sea.
I'm going to say real.
Well, Bermuda Triangle. He lives in the Bermuda Triangle. Yeah, there. He's got it. Octopus. Real.
That one is real.
Yeah, told you. Bonkers.
Just want to tell you, Greg, you can't win this now.
Well, thanks a lot.
Next.
I'll just go slow.
Okay, bye. Bye. Bermuda Triangle, bye.
Next. To celebrate last year's success at London 2012, Tom Daley is making a hip-hop album with Tinchy Strider, set to be called Striving and Diving.
Please, 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 please let this be real.
Oh, wow.
Thing is, Tom Daley, he's one of those people, he's hot property. Like, if he wanted to do it, He could do it, and no one would really say anything otherwise. Oh, hello, I want to make a hip-hop album. Go for it, Tom.
Do you remember when Andy Cole started rapping?
Yes. Oh, no, that is
Have
an incredible
seen it on
video.
Yes.
Who's Andy Cole?
Andy Cole's a footballer.
Oh my God, it was incredible. If you've not seen it, if you're listening to this now and you've not seen it, you've got to go on YouTube and find Andy Cole rapping. It's incredible. It just doesn't quite work when sportsmen do it. They do it.
Tom Daley being...
a rapper would be good.
Was he voted the sexiest man the other day?
I think
something
by,
like that.
By
one
gays.
Of those?
Yes.
Oh, was it?
No, I think it was. It was Attitude.
I know, but I don't know who decides. That's the thing.
Oh no, I think everyone could vote, but it was mostly gay men. Yeah,
it wasn't open to. This is like that when you said about Disneyland having a gay Monday, whether it was.
Yes, gay Tuesday at Disneyland. Happens.
Did you vote for Tom Daley?
I didn't actually. No, I didn't really vote. So Tom Daley, hip hop album, it would be quite posh rapping, wouldn't it?
And it'd be in speedos, wouldn't he, in the video? Because he's
oh yeah, of course.
It's never not.
Yeah, yeah, and a massive tan. Real or no real?
Massive what?
Tan.
Oh,
real or no real?
I think with Tinchy Strider, they're both Tom Daley's quite short. They're both quite short, aren't they?
What's that got to do with it?
I think it would look. I think they'd look good on stage together.
Do you know how I picture this? I picture Tinchy Strider doing the main sort of rap it, and then Tom Daley doing, you know, like when Tinchy Strider did a song with Pixie Lott, like the chorus, the singing bit. Like usually in these rap things, you get a nice sexy lady, don't you?
Mm.
And then a rapper. I think that's what this is going to be. Tinchy Strider and then Tom Daley.
Doing the chorus.
Doing the chorus and sort of looking glamorous.
On a diving board.
Yeah. So.
Real or no real?
Real. No. Oh, I need to win. I need to get this one.
I'll do the opposite of you just to give you a
chance. I think it's real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Bad today.
Bad.
But I believe there is another series of Splash coming. If anyone's interested?
Nope.
Okay, I'm just checking. So at the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got them all right. I got 40 points.
Yes.
But I got 10.
Good
unless that guy Omid Jalili is going to be back in it, because that's the only bit of Splash I saw, which was on YouTube again. I never saw the show. But have you seen his belly flop?
No, is it good?
Oh, two things. It's two bits of homework for everyone today. The Andy Cole rap and Omid Jalili diving off a board.
And Linda Barker, if you've got more time than that.
Who's...
doing what?
What, off of sofas?
Something like that. But yeah, she was on Splash.
Linda Barker? What, changing rooms, Linda Barker?
That one, if you remember her. But it's...
We've had Ground Force and changing rooms mentioned.
Excellent. Yeah. I saw Jenny Faulkner do an impressive dive on it.
Huh? Would you do that show?
No.
Would
they
you
asked
do
me
that
already.
Show?
No. No way.
Oh, I'd love to do it.
Omid Jalili is on... he was on Let's Dance for Sport Relief on my ear as well.
Ah, yeah.
He does them all.
He was good on that.
Yeah, he's very good. And so you won today, and Greg got what?
Greg got barely anything, 10 points.
Okay. Not
turned up.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I'm grateful.
Thanks for coming. Greg is next on Radio 1. We'll see you tomorrow at 4. No, 1. He's on at 4. Download our podcast. I need to get off air.
Okay, bye. Bye, Bermuda Triangle.
Tomorrow, we're back on BBC Radio 1 at 1 o'clock. If you can join us live, that's all good. If not, download this podcast.
Scott Mills. BBC.